الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون. Dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many blessings in this life, which are countless. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you are to count the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, you cannot. But human being goes through different stages, and one of them is ghafla. People forget very quickly, and people forget very easily. Shaitan makes people forget. وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهِ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ وَنَذْكُرَهُ. Once people forget Allah Azza wa Jal, and that everything they have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaitan can make them realize that everything is automated. It is working, it should be working. We should have. Our body is functioning where it should function anyway. We are able to hear, we should be able to hear anyway. So we don't pay attention to the details of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal in our body and also in the outer world. We have blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal within ourselves and also within our surroundings. But we forget very easily, and we behave as if it was meant to be there. It was supposed to be there anyway. While the truth of the matter is that we are not automated independently. No doubt Allah Azza wa Jalla has made systems in place. Our heart is pumping, our livers are working, kidneys are functioning, various limbs and various parts of the body, they act in a certain way and they coordinate very quickly, very efficiently. There is no doubt about that. But all of that is happening with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. For every single human being, for every single human being, every single parts of their body is functioning with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why sometimes you see people who are all good, people who are healthy, and people who don't have any issues, any problems, suddenly something stops. I used to know a brother. He had a son, about 19 years old. Young boy, very healthy, very fit. He was not complaining from any problem. One night he slept. He never woke up in the morning. In the morning, when the family wanted to find out, you know, did he wake up for Salah or is he ready? But he was not responding. And then they realized that, khalas, the body has become very cold. He is not there anymore. How come? How come everything looks perfect? And suddenly something stops. That is because Allah Azza wa Jal is still in charge. That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still in control. Allah Azza wa Jal, every now and then, He demonstrates His power in the universe and also within us, so that we don't forget Allah Azza wa Jal, and we realize we are not robots. that everything is working by default, everything is automated. Systems are in place, but these systems are managed and these systems are controlled and these systems are well maintained. When we realize this, my brothers in Islam, we realize that the concerns that we have for ourselves, for our families, they are also managed by Allah Azza wa Jal. If we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal, He is able to address our concerns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is able to solve our problems. Again, shaitan makes us forget and we see that we have this issue, we have this problem, we have to find a solution. As a human being, we run around, we ask everybody for help, we ask everybody for advice, we ask everybody for support. But somehow we forget that everything is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. No doubt that Allah Azza wa Jal has allowed us to take the asbab. So we do take the asbab, we should take the asbab. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He is still musabbibul asbab. Allah Azza wa Jal, He activates asbab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives barakah in asbab. When we realize this, then we have tuma'anina. In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal described things very beautifully related to rizq. We know that one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal is Ar-Razzaq. Allah provides rizq in abundance. Raziq, He is a provider of sustenance. Ar-Razzaq, He provides rizq in abundance. Subhanallah. And that is true, everything is true in the Quran. When we look at the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are in abundance. Everything human being needs is in abundance. Everything. If we don't see, that is our limitation. But that the reality is that whatever we need is there. Someone told me a story. I don't know how true is it. It could be true. Somebody had problem of breathing. So suddenly he had to go to the hospital. Treatment, everything. Alhamdulillah, his situation was stable. Then the hospital gave him the bill before the discharge that you have to pay this much amount of money. So he was there for about 2 hours. For about 2 hours, nurses, doctors, administration, they had to work hard in order to make him stable. And alhamdulillah, he got stable. They gave him a bill, which they would. He saw the bill and he started crying. The nurses, they thought that perhaps he is struggling financially and that's why he is worried how he is going to pay this bill. So he started crying. So they comforted him that, look, you know, there are options available. If you cannot afford, you can have payments in installments. And even if you have earnings which are very low, you have this, you have that. But he kept crying. Somebody else came and comforted him. He doesn't disturb. Then the senior management, the doctors, they came and they told him, we want you to live in peace. We want you to go home and be relaxed. So we have decided to waive the fees. There is no more bill. There is nothing for you to worry. He still kept crying. Now they don't know the reason why he is crying. Then somebody else from the top came and said, well, is there anything else we can do for you? He said, I am not crying because I cannot pay the bill. I am crying because just for 2 hours of breathing, so many people had to work and so many people had to struggle and so much money had to be spent for 2 hours of breathing. I have been breathing since my birth. Ajib. I did not realize that all of that was from Allah Azza wa Jal. And I was not grateful for this blessing all my life. And now I realize that if I stop breathing for a little while, it can be end of the, you know, end of the day, end of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Ar-Razzaq. He provides in abundance. The problem that we have is the lack of ma'rifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, lack of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names. Everything in this universe is a manifestation of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, is a manifestation of the asma and the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And rizq is also one of them. Rizq comes from Razzaq. In fact, the ulama have said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Raziq and He was Raziq. He is Razzaq and He was Razzaq long before there was any marzuq. Long before there was anybody who is there to receive rizq, Allah was already Razzaq. Long before there was anybody who would beg, Allah was already a giver, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, rizq is before marzuq. Rizq comes before marzuq. If we realize this, then we will have tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal. If we realize this, then we realize that before the need arises, there is already arrangement for that need. Before the need arises, there is already arrangement. That arrangement is not in front of our eyes. That arrangement is in ghaib. But that arrangement is there. That arrangement is there. And subhanallah, in order to ensure that that arrangement is done very smoothly and there is no interference in that arrangement, Allah has kept that arrangement in the heaven. It is not in anybody's hand. It is not in anybody's hand. It is not under anybody's control. Nobody controls risk except Allah Azza wa Jal. Nobody can stop risk except Allah Azza wa Jal. And nobody can give risk except Allah Azza wa Jal. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ Your risk is in heaven. It is not in anybody's control. That's why the ulama have said that a person will not die until he receives his full rizq. Whatever is meant for you, you are going to have it. If something is meant for somebody, they must have it. But Allah Azza wa Jal has a system in place that you can have it in a clean plate, or people can decide to have it in any plate. People who rely on Allah Azza wa Jal and do not rush and do not resort to any unlawful means, they will have it in a clean plate. But sometimes, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Human being is very quick. Human being sometimes is very desperate. Does not have patience. عَجَل. People rush. People want to have everything there and then. Well, what he is meant to have in a clean plate, he will have it in any plate, and he might have it in a dirty plate. If a person relies on Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to provide him for all his needs. For all his needs. That's why in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. If you rely on Allah Azza wa Jal, the way Allah should be relied upon, the way Allah should be relied upon. In our life, we know people who have power and we know people who have resources. If I know somebody who has power, if I know somebody who has resources, how much confidence I have? How much confidence I have? I feel that I can get anything done. I feel that anything can be arranged for me because I have strong connections. I have people who have strong backup. Right? Many people think back home you can get things done. Actually, it is everywhere. If you have connections, if you know right people in the right place, anything can be done, anything can be arranged. And that's why sometimes you see people, they forget Allah Azza wa Jal and they do injustice because they think that, well, I have a backup. I can do anything and get away with it. كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى. Indeed, human being becomes rebellious. Human being becomes rebellious because he sees that he doesn't need anybody. He is self-sufficient. He is self-reliant. When a person knows somebody who has power and resources, he feels confident. How much confidence we should have in Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah has all the power, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't know, that is our problem. That is not Allah's problem. How many resources Allah has, subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many? In order to get anything done, in fact, Allah does not need any resources. Human being has all these arrangements that you have to have this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any resources. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is beyond any need for any resources. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if something looks impossible, that is very possible. When we realize this, how much Tawakkul we should have in Allah Azza wa Jal. The problems that we have in our lives, the worries we have, the concerns we have, they are because of our own lack of tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal. Our own lack of confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has promised in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever fears Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will certainly make a way out for him. You feel stuck? You realize that there is no way out? You see, there is nothing that can be done. Stay faithful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Remain truthful to Allah Azza wa Jal. You will see that there is a way out. Even if there is no way out, Allah will make a way out. Why not? Even if you see a wall, Allah can break that wall. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can make that wall disappear. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give him risk from where he never imagined. Allah will provide for your needs, for all needs, any needs, from where you never imagined. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever relies on Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah is sufficient for him. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to understand his names. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to rely on him. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.